好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
呀，今天讲到的题目是摩西、亚伦去见法老。
The sermon title today is Moses and Aaron met Pharaoh.
开始讲到以前有个祷告，把时间交给神。
Before the preaching, let's pray to God.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
呀，今天到了摩西和亚伦出发的时候。
Now is the time and for Moses and Aaron to start off.
他们开始要去找法老理论了。
They're going to just argue with Pharaoh.
Yeah, 他要传达耶和华对法老说的话。
They will deliver the words and from the Lord to Pharaoh.
让我的百姓走啊。
Let my people go.
让我的百姓去旷野。
Let my people go to the wilderness.
让我的百姓去旷野敬拜我。
Let the people just go to the wilderness to worship me.
主，我们听见了你的邀请。
Lord, we hear your invitation.
我听见了你的呼召。
And we hear your calling.
我们就来到你的面前说，主啊，我在这里。
Therefore, we just come to you and we say, Lord, here I am.
主，求你教导我们不要停止聚会。
Please just teach us, do not stop gathering.
总要在聚会中寻求神你的旨意。
And just always seek your will in our worship.
谢谢恩主。
Thank you, Lord.
祝福以下的时间。
Please bless the time.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
阿们。
阿们。
好，摩西、亚伦见法老。
Moses and Aaron met Pharaoh.
呀，时候终于到达这个关节点上了。
Now this is a critical moment.
我们发现此时此刻，摩西不再是单打独斗了。
At this point, Moses was no longer fighting alone.
那是有至少是有亚伦和那护卫团队，对吧？
He now, at least, he has Aaron just to work with him as a team.
这两兄弟开始彼此配搭同工了。
Now, the two brothers supporting and complementing each other.
而且在摩西、亚伦的背后呢，有以色列的百姓与长老们的。
Moreover, behind Moses and Aaron stood the people of Israel and their elders.
当我们看见这些事情都成就的时候呢
？So when the time just that fulfilled,
我们就晓得显然神的时候满足了。
And we see that the God's time has been fulfilled.
出埃及记的帷幕也拉开了。
And the curtain of the book of Exodus has been drawn open.
好，我们来看第一点。
Let us see the first point.
容我的百姓去。
Let my people go.
什么叫做容我的百姓去呢
？What does let my people go mean?
呀，这是神的吩咐啊，对不对
？This is a command from God, right?
你知道这句神的吩咐意味着什么呢？
Do you know what this sentence, what does it apply?
Yeah, 这是首先这就是神的吩咐嘛。
First of all, it is God's command.
我相信当时法老听见摩西亚伦的话，那肯定是晕了。
I believe that when Pharaoh heard the words of Moses and Aaron, he must have been stunned.
这摩西不是已经走了很多年了吗？
Had Moses disappeared for so many years?
怎么这次回来还和一个希伯来人？与我对话呢
？And now he returned and speaking to me together with another Hebrew.
听他们说话的语气
，from the tone of their speech.
呀，看他们说话的态度
，and the manner in which they spoke.
显然与以往是不同啊。
They were clearly not the same as before.
仿佛他们内心充满了不一般的信心。
It was as though their hearts were filled with an extraordinary confidence.
呀，说出话来蛮有确据的。
And the words full of conviction.
真是令人刮目相看。
And just leaving a striking impression.
他们提到的耶和华神又是谁呢
？And who is this God they refer to?
怎么我都不知道呢
？How is it that I, Pharaoh, have never heard of him?
他们说耶和华是以色列的神。
So they say God is the God of Israel.
法老心里边就觉得很纳闷了。
So in the Pharaoh's heart, he just kind of wondered.
难道我们埃及还缺少神吗？
Is Egypt lacking in God?
埃及的神是一抓一大把呀。
And they just have more gods than just they can count.
我们有太阳神、月亮神、蛇神、猫神，什么神都有，要多少有多少。
And he thought we have the Son of God and the Sun God, the Moon God, the Serpent God and the Cat God.
而摩西亚伦说他们的神是一位独一的神。
However, and Moses and Aaron claimed that their God is the only God.
就是说他们只有一位神呗。
Meaning they only have one God.
那显然没有我们的神多呀。
Meaning they have less God than we have.
那能打得过我们的神吗
？Can their God fight our gods?
都一起冲上去踩也把他踩死了。
If all the gods that went to fight with their God, then
那不管怎么样，正是这一位声称为是以色列的耶和华神。
So this is this God, and just acclaim the God of Israel.
就是这一位神吩咐亚伦、摩西来见我。
So it is this God who commanded Moses and Aaron to come to see me.
也正是这一位耶和华神吩咐他们来与我对话。
And also it is that God who commanded them to come before me and speak to me.
这感觉起来不知道怎么回事啊。
So what in the world is going on here?
似乎有一点情何以堪的感觉。
And seems like so embarrassing.
其次，这是神的百姓。
Secondly, these are God's people.
法老心里纳闷。
And Pharaoh was puzzled.
怎么会无端端地出现一位自己不认识的耶和华神呢？
How could a God had never heard of and suddenly appear out of nowhere?
更加令人费解的是什么呢？
So even more bewildering is.
这位耶和华神说什么呢？
So what did the God claim?
说这群在我的埃及地里生活了四百多年的希伯来奴隶，竟然是属于耶和华神的以色列人。
And this God declared that these Hebrews who had lived as slaves in Egypt for more than 400 years actually belonged to him as the people of Israel.
但这一句话我也想，法老想也足够我想一百年的了。
So with this proclamation, maybe it may take 100 years for Pharaoh to think.
在我的国家中有一群人生活了四百多年。
In my nation, and there's a group of people stay here for 400 years.
到今天我才知道，原来这一群人是属于有一位耶和华神的。
And until today, I just heard that they belong to God.
而且这位耶和华神口中的话语带着能力哦。
And the word spoken in the name of God carried authority.
以及毋庸置疑的气场。
An undeniable sense of power.
法老心底的防线似乎开始动摇了。
The defenses within Pharaoh's heart began to tremble.
他心里面也在想啊。
He wondered.
试问谁才有这样的能力呢？
Who could possibly possess such power?
要能够掌管一个民族四百年前的历史，直到今天还在掌管。
So who is this God who can just control that history of 400 years ago?
算上亚伯拉罕从乌尔出来有六百多年的历史，上帝在一个民族，他们所说的耶和华神，在一个民族身上花了六七百年的时间，他是谁呀？
So counting from that Abraham when he left Ur, it would be just like 600 years. So who is this God?
难道这位以色列的神比我们埃及这么多神都要大吗？
Could it be that the God of Israel is greater than all the gods of Egypt?
难道还真有一位如他们所说的，有那么一位是创天造地、掌管万有的耶和华神吗？
Could there just truly be a God who created the heaven and earth and rule over all things?
正是因为如此这般的上帝来到了我们埃及地啊。
So it just such God appeared in the land of Egypt.
那么以色列人真的是耶和华上帝的子民吗？
Are the Israelites truly the people of God?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们的神是无所不在的神啊。
Our God, He's there.
他不仅当年在埃及。
He's not only in Egypt.
他在美国。
He's in the U.S.
在欧洲。
In Europe.
在亚洲。
In Asia.
在中国。
In China.
在日本。
In Japan.
在伊朗。
In Iran.
在全世界每一个地方，耶和华都是那位无所不在的神。
So in every corner of the world, and God is there.
而无论他去到哪里，我们人去到哪里，都在见证了他是我们的神。
And wherever we go, and we just witness for our God.
最后这是神的节期啊。
Lastly, this concerns God's festival.
令法老深感困惑的是什么呢？
What puzzled Pharaoh was.
不仅是这位耶和华神以及他的百姓。
And what the puzzled Pharaoh was not only this God and his people.
更加奇怪的是，耶和华神叫他的百姓去旷野守节。
But something even strange, and God just wanted his people to go into the wilderness to hold a festival for him.
请问守什么节呢？
So what kind of festival for them?
其实当时也没有人问，也没有人知道。
During the time, nobody asked.
Yeah, 我们后来当然我们读圣经，我们知道了。
Of course, later when we read the Bible, we know that.
耶和华神要求他的子民，要求他的百姓，在旷野要守三个节。
So we know today that God would just later command His people to observe three festivals in the wilderness.
那第一是逾越节了，我们都知道，对吧
？And the first one is the Passover.
然后就是七七节或者是五旬节。
And the second one is the Feast of Weeks, also called the Pentecost.
那最后一个就是收藏节，也就是祝棚节。
And the third one is the Feast of Ingathering, also known as the Feast of Tabernacles.
这些节日都是为了纪念神在他们出埃及以及在旷野。漂流中的作为，对吧
？These festivals were established to commemorate God's works during their exodus from Egypt and their wandering in the wilderness.
呀，逾越节是纪念死神越过以色列人家去杀死埃及人的长子。
Passover commemorates the angel of death passing over the homes of the Israelites while striking down the firstborn of Egypt.
五旬节就是为要感谢神所赐的庄稼呀。
Pentecost is for giving thanks for the harvest God provided.
那祝棚节呢
？The Feast of Tabernacles
是纪念神保守以色列人在旷野当中所居住的日子啊。
This feast remembers God's the protection over the Israelites during their days of dwelling in the wilderness.
这里的重点是什么？你知道吗
？Do you know what is the focal point here?
摩西与法老去传达神话语的时候。
When Moses delivered God's message to Pharaoh,
这三个节日还不存在呢。
These three festivals did not yet exist.
还在上帝的心思意念中。
And they're still in God's mind.
摩西还没得到这个启示。
Moses did not receive this revelation.
以色列百姓也不知道东南西北。
And the Israelites they did not know it about that.
但是却在他们与长老的对话当中显明出来。
However, it was delivered just in their conversation with the Pharaoh.
好，我们看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
不认识耶和华。
Does not know the Lord.
一个人一生在世，对吧
？For a person to live an entire lifetime.
如果他竟然是，不认识这位创天造地的主耶和华呢
？If they just do not know the Lord, the Creator of heaven and earth.
实乃一件终极的憾事，同意吗
？So what a tragic and ultimate loss.Wouldn't you agree?
这就是当年摩西和亚伦与之对话的法老生命的光景，对吧
？This was exactly the spiritual condition of Pharaoh, the one Moses and Aaron confronted.
当时的法老他不认识神。
Pharaoh did not know God.
那么你呢，亲爱的朋友
？And what about you, dear friend?
你认识神吗
？Do you know God?
呀，不但不认识神，而且还态度傲慢、嚣张跋扈。
So not only did the Pharaoh not know God, but his attitude was just proud, arrogant, and defiant.
这就是当年的法老啊。
So this is the Pharaoh at the time.
首先，在法老心中想，耶和华是谁啊
？So first, and the Pharaoh thought, "Who is the Lord?"
但是有时候想想，这也不怪法老啊。
To be fair, we just cannot blame him entirely.
因为这本身就是世人的生命共同起步啊。
For this is where all humanity begins.
问问我们自己不妨，对吧
？Just ask ourselves.
试问有谁一生下来就认识耶和华呢
？Who among us was born already knowing God?
对于法老来说，这是他一生中与神相遇的第一机会啊。
For Pharaoh, this was the very first moment in his life when he encountered God.
要上帝差派他的仆人摩西、亚伦。
God sent his servants Moses and Aaron.
第一次提说上帝的名字。
To speak God's name.
啊，我们在许多敌基督的国家里边。
So in those that and antichrist countries.
神的仆人也在那里向所有的人，包括那些在上掌权的人说话了。
God's servant also just talked to those that the higher authority of that country.
他说：“如果你不信耶稣，你就必然灭亡啊。”
And he just preached that if you do not believe in Jesus, you'll be perished.
无论你是谁。
No matter who you are,
都脱离不了这个命定啊。
You cannot just avoid this kind of fate.
信耶稣得永生，不信耶稣就得死亡啊。
Believe in Jesus, receive eternal life, and if not, then you just perished.
要不管你是什么人，官阶有多大。
No matter how high of authority and that you have.
也不管你有多么的伟大。
And no matter how great you are,
也不管你的学位有多高。
And no matter how good the education you receive,
也不管你能不能够给世人指明方向。
Or no matter whether you can just give the guidance for the nation,
你不信耶稣，结局就是灭亡。
If you do not believe in Jesus, and your outcome is just to perish.
Yeah, 我想不管怎么样，你总听到了耶稣基督的名字吧。
So no matter what, you heard the name, Jesus Christ.
当年法老也同样借着摩西和亚伦听到了耶和华的名字了。
So through Moses, Aaron's mouth, and the Pharaoh heard God's name.
而且他也知道这是以色列人的神。
And he knew that he's the God of Israel.
他甚至知道耶和华以不容置疑的威严，不是告诉，乃是吩咐法老说，容我的百姓去。
And with that unquestionable authority, God did not merely inform Pharaoh; he commanded him.
那对于法老来讲，该怎么办？
For Pharaoh, what could he do?
是按照惯性与传统拒绝呢？
Should the Pharaoh reject the message out of the habit and tradition?
还是凭着信心去接受呢？
Or should he respond in faith and accept it?
其实千百年间，人们都在这条逻辑链条面前挣扎，对不对？
For thousands of years, people have stood before this same chain of logic struggling.
犹豫不决啊。
And just hesitate.
很难做决定，对不对？
And finding it hard to make a decision, right?
其次是我不认识神呢。
Secondly, I do not know God.
终于，法老的即时反应出来了。
At last, Pharaoh's immediate reaction surfaced.
有没有想过什么是反应呢？
So have you thought about what reaction means?
我们当中也会很多人遇见事情就喜欢反应。
So a lot of us, when we face something, we just have the reaction.
反应就是没有经过生命的反省，甚至不思考。也就不那么负责任就做决定了。
A reaction is something done without reflection, without considering one's life, and without thinking things through, and just without taking responsibility.
通常都是带着情绪的。
Usually, it just brings the emotion.
那么回应又是什么呢？
What is response?
反应和回应在这里边两个概念大家要记住啊。
So we need to be clear about the concept of reaction and the response.
回应则是经过冷静的思考。
Response is made through calm thought.
负责任也愿意担当后果。
And also being responsible and just willingness to bear the consequences.
法老显然是不愿意负责任的。
Obviously, the Pharaoh did not want to just bear the responsibility.
他就带着情绪去回应，去反应。
Pharaoh reacted emotionally.
去回复摩西亚伦。
He answered Moses Aaron.
说你耶和华是谁呀？
He said, "Who's the Lord?"
你说他们是以色列的神，又与我何干呢
？So you said he's your God, and what does he have to do with me?
你凭什么让一个埃及的法老王听你们巴勒斯坦那么一个弹丸之地耶和华神的话呢
？So what should I, Pharaoh, just listen to the word of your God?
再说了，你们希伯来人在我们埃及地，难道不就是我们法老的人况吗
？Besides, in his mind, the Hebrews living in his land of Egypt were simply his labor force, his resource to exploit.
请问你又有什么资格不让我去薅你们的羊毛呢
？So how could I not continue to exploiting them?
难道我没有资格在你们当中找一些婴孩，或者说是一些年轻人去取一些？哪怕是活摘器官呢
？So how could I just not just stripping them of everything, even to the point of taking their very bodies?
我甚至可以去抽你们婴孩的血呀、
啊。Or even just that, and also the children's life.
你们如果不听话、不顺服我的意思呢
？If they do not obey,
我法老王又如何又怎么能够活到150岁呢
？If they don't obey, how else could I, Pharaoh, expect to live to the 150?
最后。我不听他的话。
Lastly, I would not listen to him.
面子都撕破了。
At this point, Pharaoh has already just torn.
法老也开始不管不顾了。
Now he just no longer care about the saving faces.
就干脆直接撒泼打滚了。
He just simply threw fit and declared.
他就对摩西和亚伦说了。
He said,
我不认识耶和华，也不容以色列人去。
Pharaoh said, I do not know the Lord, and I will not let Israel go.
有点蛮横不讲理了。
It's just not just for any reason.
因为他的前提是我不认识耶和华。
The premise is he said I don't know the Lord.
不认识这个同义字就是不接受、不相信的意思。
So to not know is to reject, to disbelieve.
甚至呢，干脆就直接就拒绝吧。
And even just to refuse.
当一个人立定心志，不信神，与神为敌。
When a person just set his heart against God, refusing to believe and resisting him,
甚至呢，还要充当敌基督的打手的时候呢
，and even acting as an opponent to God,
他的所作所为一定是疯狂的。
His behavior just becomes irrational.
很容易看到这样的癫狂者，对吧？
And it was a person just like that.
我们不妨试想一想，谁会愚昧到这样的地步呢？
Think about it. Who would be just so foolish as to this point?
人一旦愚昧起来
Once a person is just get to the point of fool,
也真的是没药医的。
And there's no cure.
他们不惜会去拆教堂。拆十字架毁教堂抓神仆
They were just opposed God to the point of tearing down the crosses destroying places of worship arresting God's servants
甚至还酷刑神的儿女
And even just the persecuting God's children
今天早上我收到消息就是西安教会的牧者们还有十八个牧者还在敌基督的监狱里边被羁押着
This morning, I just saw the news that there are still 18 pastor ministers. They were just arrested, still in prison.
今天的经文告诉我们，法老也是同样愚昧的。
Same as today's verse, and tell us that such action reveals just the heart against God.
他心里边想，耶和华是谁
？And he was thinking, who is the Lord?
我们想一想，是不是这个道理呢
？So.Let's just think about this.
他竟敢与神为敌
And he just dared to oppose God.
他拦阻神的百姓去旷野。
And hinder God's people just from going into the wilderness.
显而易见，看来愚昧的人都有许多相同之处的。
Indeed, foolish people resemble one another.
最大的相同之处就是与神为敌了。
And the same part is they just stand against God.
好，我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
容我们去旷野。
Allow us to enter the wilderness.
这一句话其实我们不容易理解的，弟兄姐妹。
Brother, sister, this is a verse that is not easy to understand.
我读来读去都觉得好不容易讲清楚的话语。
So it's so difficult to explain what that means.
这里边重点就是为什么摩西亚伦要去求法老让以色列往旷野去呢？
And that is why Aaron and the Moses just asked Pharaoh to let them go to the wilderness.
难道我们的上帝不是最大的吗？
Isn't our God is the greatest God?
他吩咐一句不就好了吗？
And he can just command it.
为什么他还要他的仆人在有权柄的法老面前去活一份如此这番低微的谦卑呢？
How come God would just ask let Moses Aaron just be humbly just to
请问这是什么道理呢？
What is the reason?
首先，神遇见了我们。
First, God meets us.
老约翰说：“不是我们爱，乃是神先爱我们
了。” As the Apostle John wrote, "It is not that we love God, but that God first loved us."
同样，摩西也在这里说：“不是我们遇见了神，乃是神来遇见了我们了。”
Similarly, here Moses is saying, "It is not that we go to meet God, but that God comes to meet us."
这里所说的遇见，就是神主动来寻找人的意思。
The meeting spoken of here means that God takes the initiative to seek.
从神的角度来看，法老有必要听见这句话的。
So from God's perspective, it was necessary for Pharaoh to hear this message.
因为这句话的思考点在哪里呢？
So what is the key question to consider is?
为什么神会去寻找希伯来人呢？
Why does God seek out the Hebrews?
为什么神被称为是以色列的神呢？
Why God is called the God of Israel?
那我法老呢？
Then.What about me, Pharaoh?
请问耶和华也会来寻找我遇见我吗？
Will God also come to meet me?
到底神与人之间的关系神与我法老的关系又将会是什么呢？
What would the relationship between God and humanity be? And specifically between God and me, Pharaoh?
其实这也是你我的问题。
In fact, this is also a question for each one of us.
也是我们每一个人都必须要去思考的问题，弟兄姐妹。
Brother, sister, this is a question each one of us must ponder.
因着神，我到底是谁呀，弟兄姐妹
？Because of God, who am I?
认识神对我的生命又意味着什么呢
？What does it mean for my life to truly know God?
那么你呢，亲爱的朋友
？And you, my dear friend.
假如你还没有信耶稣
，If you have not believed in Jesus,
你可能今天要思考这个问题了。
Maybe today you need to think about this question.
请问你与神相遇了吗
？Have you encountered God?
神来寻找你了吗
？Has God come to seek you?
你认识神了吗
？Do you know God?
你相信神了吗
？Have you believed in God?
你有了与神的亲密的关系了吗
？Do you have an intimate relation with God?
其次， 求你容我们去。
Secondly, please let us go.
唯一使我们能够理解、能够说得通的理由是什么呢？
So the only reason that we can understand and to make sense is
就是因为一切的权柄皆由神而来啊。
And that is the request. It's just all authority ultimately comes from God.
因此，人在权柄面前当存敬畏的心。
Therefore, in the presence of the earthly authority, people should maintain a heart of reverence.
不但是敬畏的心，还应当有一个敬虔的态度。
Also, with an attitude of godliness.
不是。法老容以色列人离开。
It is not Pharaoh who truly grants Israel permission to leave.
乃是法老背后的权柄在掌权。
Rather, it is the authority behind Pharaoh that is in control.
这个道理也同样适用于一个敌基督的政权面前。
This principle also applies to the regime that opposes God.
中国的家庭教会最近常常需要面对警察来教会去。破坏、去干扰、去搜查，诸如此类的。
And in the China, the house churches face the interference from the authority, and when the police that intervene in the church operation.
那么在这种场合当中，作为一个教会的领袖，与警察去交接的时候，应该怎样态度呢
？So what kind of attitude for the church leader when they just face this authority?
也没有必要去自高气扬，然后去大声的。呵斥甚至说一些比较凶狠的话没有那个必要。
And there's not necessary for them to have the loud voice and or just to be just very rude to them.
作为基督徒应该是有礼貌的。
As a Christian, just we should have be show respect.
教会的领袖更加应该有一个谦和的态度。
So the church leader should maintain a humble and a respectful attitude.
请留意啊，目的不是惧怕。
Pay attention. The purpose is not fear.
乃是要表达对权柄背后的上帝有一颗敬畏之心。
But to show reverence to the God who is ultimately sovereign over all authority.
最后祭祀我们的神。
Lastly, to offer sacrifices.
新约圣经也说了，不可停止聚会啊。
The New Testament also teaches us do not neglect the meeting together.
有没有想过为什么呢？
Have you thought about the reason?
这里摩西的启示就说明了这个道理啊。
Here, Moses' revelation explains the principle.
他说：“求你容我们往旷野去走三天的路程。”
He said, "Please let us go into the wilderness for 3 days."
因为我们要祭祀耶和华我们的神。
To offer sacrifice to the Lord our God.
话没讲完哦。
And the sentence is not over yet.
他说：“免得他用瘟疫、刀兵来攻击我们。”
He continued to say, "Lest He strike us with the plague, sword, or other disaster."
什么是祭祀啊？
So what is
什么是祭祀啊？
What is to offer sacrifices?
祭祀就是献祭嘛。
To offer sacrifices means to worship.
献祭的本质就是向上帝发出敬拜。
And that is to offer worship to the Lord.
就是说，我们若不去敬拜神，是一件得罪神。不讨神喜悦的事情。
In other words, if we do not go to worship God, it is an offense against God.
换句话讲，我们不去敬拜神，在我们人和神的眼光看起来，我们是做了一件恶事啊。
So meaning, if we do not worship our Lord and we just did evil word things.
那以色列人不去旷野祭祀神的话，也同样是一件不讨神喜悦的事情啊。
Likewise, if the Israelites did not go into the wilderness to worship God, it would not please God.
摩西和亚伦对法老讲的是纯粹以色列人自己的事情，对吧
？When Moses and Aaron told Pharaoh, that is the things regarding the Israelites.
因为他说嘛，求你让我们去旷野啊。
And because they just asked the Pharaoh.To let them go to the wilderness.
我们要去敬拜神呢。
We want to go to the wilderness to worship
God. 如果不去敬拜神，我们就有祸啦。
If we do not go to worship God in wilderness, then we are in trouble.
所以求你，埃及的法老王行行好，放我们走吧。
So Pharaoh, can you just let us go?
当然，这也是给法老一个台阶，帮助他走下楼梯了。
At the same time, this request gave Pharaoh a way to step down gracefully.
其实真相是什么呢？
The reality is,
法老如果不放人的话呢
？If Pharaoh refused to let them go,
神的咒诅当然就临到了埃及嘛。
God's judgment would inevitably just fall upon Egypt.
也必然会临到法老嘛。
And also upon Pharaoh himself.
这在以后发生的事情都可以得到证明的。
This principle is confirmed by the events that followed.
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
摩西、亚伦终于与法老相见了。
So finally, Moses and Aaron came face to face with Pharaoh.
其实大家发现没有？
Did you notice something?
神借着他们俩再去与法老去干什么？去传福音啊。
God actually used Moses and Aaron to just share the gospel.
其实神在借着摩西向法老去发出一份邀请。
Actually, God just used that Moses to give Pharaoh an invitation.
你要不要顺服神的心意呢？
Do you want to just obey God's heart?
你也可以跟着以色列一起回到迦南地，跟随主的脚踪啊。
You can just go with the Israelites. Let's go to Canaan.
你甚至可以要溯本清源，找到当年的亚伯拉罕，相信耶和华呀。
And you can also just trace back and to see that the things that Abraham and believing that to follow Jesus God.
但是可惜了。
However, it is pity.
法老的世界太重了。
Pharaoh's world was too heavy.
他拿不起也放不下。
He could not let go.
当然也就没有办法得到神的赐福啦。
And naturally, he was unable to receive God's blessing.
这也是今天大多数世人的光景啊。
This is also the condition of many people today.
多少次与神相遇的良机？
How many opportunities have we had to encounter God?
我们是否珍惜呢？
Have we cherished them?
你们是否会错过了什么呢？
Or have you just let go of some of this?
好，我们去祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and
praise you. 你终于让摩西和亚伦见到了法老。
So you finally just allowed Moses and Aaron meet Pharaoh.
你让他们在法老面前彰显你的美意。
You just let them reveal your goodwill in front of Pharaoh.
有你的圣洁和公义。
With your holiness and righteousness.
有你的怜悯和慈爱。
And with your mercy and love.
也有你借着他们俩向法老传福音的片段。
Also, and show that give the opportunity to share the gospel.
上帝，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
谢谢你今天与我们同在。
Thank you that for being with us today.
你的话语充满了大能。
Your words is full of power.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.